HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, he gave the Torah together with it, besides the fact that it was a whole maimad of Kabbalah Satera, there was a whole dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael that they should prepare themselves and appreciate and know what the Torah is, and the relationship that it's going to create between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The parasha makes a very strong emphasis on Vayavo Midbar Sinai, Vayich Yachmim Amidbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah, the Shisha Yomim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, even before the Arbaim Yom, before the Matan Torah, like in the Gemara, Sugis, on the Shisha Yomim, the Shiva Yomim. But there's the whole Hachana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe Rabbeinu, prepare Klal Yisrael, Kosei Malibis Yanki, V'Sagal B'nei Yisrael. And there was the Amira Raka and the Amira Kosha and the appreciation of what the Torah Mitzvahs is all about. And then the next day there was the Aliyah on Beis Sivan, which Lahalocha, we don't say Tachnun Es Beidim, each day has its own reason, because it's Yom HaMiyuchas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, Atem Tiuli Mamlechas Koyan V'Goy Kodosh, appreciate, you should know, my relationship with you is going to be a whole different kesha. You're going to become an Am Kodosh, an uplifted nation. You'll be Zgula Mikol Amim. You'll be my most cherished nation. You'll be the chosen nation, the whole concept. Before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael had to prepare themselves to know all of this, to know what they're going into. There was a Hachana, there was a Kabbalah, and then came the Shloshes Yomim, the Shloshes Magbalah. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, Hoisif Yomechad Midaito, he'd even make the Hachon even stronger and better. V'iskim Hashchina Al Yodoy. There's all Seder of a Kabbalah, of a Hachonah, of appreciation of the Torah even beforehand. More than that. The Gemara in Shabbos stells what was the makor of Moshe Rabbeinu Shohisif Yemechad Midaitoi? And the Gemara brings the Yukim that he was Midaik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Loshen. Now, Mimon Havshoch, if it's Midaitoi, then that he saw a reason to make a takona. Then what's he being medayik in the tzivah Kodesh Baruch Hu that's the mitzvah? And we got along with Moshe Rabbeinu to understand the Dvar Hashem. Avad Moshe Rabbeinu, when Kodesh Baruch Hu said something, and if there's a meaning which is hidden in between the form of the tzura, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that from that he has to understand to be Moshe Yemechod, that's not medayitoy. And the Gemara says, "Iskima, minayin she iskima, minayin she iskima, shchina." Posh the pshat is the Gemara says, "My dorish, he dashin v'ma pasuk, my yo ima mocha leilo imoy, a ganze drosha." Ad kam mit Josh zvar Hashem. What's clear, it's pshat I heard of, it's pushed the pshat. Sometimes I can see something, it could be in a rishon, or maybe sometimes it could be even achron, but sometimes it's miscavled by me over the years. It's the pushed the pshat that I don't remember offhand to tell you where, but at least you'll remember it initially as my pshat, and ultimately might be convinced also, might become your pshat. What's the... There's certain things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehedya, and one of them is this nekuda of Hoisif Yom Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to tell him explicitly Mefurish Shloshes Yomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in a way that he should understand that he has to be Hoisif Yom Echad. and he should understand that mitoich the Dvar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's certain issues in the course of preparation which mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu have to come mitzad Klal Yisrael, mitzad Knesset Yisrael, mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu. The ultimate hachone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could, but there has to be a respond, and there has to be nisoyerus dilatata. As much as there's a nisoyerus milamala, there has to be a nisoyerus milamata for the hachone. The shleimus of hachone is adarabe. When it's a hirsif yemechod midaitoi, shibra saluchas, the pirish min haish, all these three things, they had to be nisoyerus mitzad Moshe. I hidashin dir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His words, Adarab. But because Baruch Hu gave it in the oif, and it has to be derishit, and it will be his das. What's the nekuda? Klal Yisrael had to properly be makabel Torah. There had to be a hachona. There had to be appreciation. There had to be a proper hachona and appreciation. They had to know what they're getting into. And Klal Yisrael steiged, and they succeeded. The whole count, the 49 days of count, which existed, the Chinuch learns Poshet was back then also, and other Rabbah. That's why we have a mitzvah der Isaac to continue. That awaiting, the hachone nafshis, the preparation, the appreciation, it's muchrach. And Klal Yisrael steiged in a tremendous way, and they lived up Takash Bochu's expectation from them, so to speak, and what Akash Bochu wanted from them. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu to ask them, do they want to be Mekabel the Torah? They answered, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nase. They said, Nase before the Nishma. And then they said, Kol Asher Toimar Nishma. And they were Mekabel the Nase the Nishma. They were Kodmu Nase to Nishma. What's the Kodmu Nase to Nishma? It's an Aleph base of Yesod of Yahadus. You've heard it from me, Ms. Thomas, and you'll continue to hear it from me, and hopefully your children, your Talmidim, will hear it from you, Keseder. The Gemara in Shabbos says, what was the chavivus of Klal Yisrael when they said Nase v'Nishma? What was so special about Nase v'Nishma? When the Gemara tells us, the Hautzduki, what did Rava answer him? What did Rava answer? How would Klal Yisrael mekabel the Torah Nase v'Nishma? Anon disaginan b'shleimusa k'siv von tumas yishorim tanchem. Klal Yisrael had total trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their Creator, that He'll give them a Torah u'mitzvahs that fits for them, that's good for them. The Umas Yisraelim didn't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Umas Yisraelim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hashem midbar... When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from Midbar Sinai, also Miporon, Gemara says on that pasuk he went to the different nations, asking each nation, the Sar of each nation, do you want to be Mekabel the Torah? And what did they answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu maksiv bo. They went with a rational mahalach. The rational mahalach was what? Don't accept upon yourself something you don't know what you're in, what you're going in for. Maksiv bo. What's it all about? And each nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them something. Leisinaf, not shayach. Won't be kap. Leisirzach, that nation, not shayach. You go, you misbun in the Gemara, because Baruch Hu gave each nation specifically punkt the zach that's the hardest for him. That seemingly that their nature goes against their nature. And the hezber of that is the hemshach pasuk. Selav bogdim yeshadim. Anon say. Loshen Rashi, Rava answered the Tzduki when he told him, "Imatu kablisu, you like kablisu. How are you so positive to say nase? You'll just do it. What do you know? Kadosh Baruch Hu might just give you crazy things. You're not capable of it." What did they answer? What did he say? He said, "We went with him with a toiv leiv, with a total trust. Kederach hoisim yahavo, kederach those who have a relationship of love." We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. V'samachnu olav, we totally trusted on him. Shelo yit'anenu, he won't overload us. B'dovar shelinu chalamud by something that we won't be able to take. And it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of human koichas hanefesh, the creator of humanity, the creator of the world, he gave the Torah, which is Torah Eitz Chaim. Torah Zu is a Sam Chaim. Torah fits for all the koichas nefesh of the guf, and Faker, the koichas nefesh of the guf, fit for the Torah. The same creator who created the Torah created humanity and created the world. The world could only come to harmony and to bliss. And a person in his own personal life can only achieve shleimus, gadlus, roimimus, true simcha, true fulfillment, only al yidei the Torah, only al yidei being dovuk in the yotzer. And that was the aleph, that's the rational, that's the aleph of rationalism. If a manufacturer manufactures a certain machine for a certain tafkid, obviously he's going to build it exactly for with the koiches that it needs in order to achieve that accomplishment. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the human being to be mekayim the Torah. Obviously, he'll imbue in him all the koiches hanefesh and all the koiches haguf to fit exactly that he'll be able to fulfill his duty. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a hunger to humanity. He gave taiva to humanity. He gave a will, want, thirst, a drive. All of those drives and all of those wills and all of that thirst and emotional hunger and pain, it's all to serve the ultimate purpose. It was created for that purpose. And that's the aleph of the rationalism of Knesset Yisrael telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nase, with an excitement. We'll go ahead, we'll do whatever you tell us. Just tell us, give us clear direction what to do and we'll do it. Adarab. That came from a hachona. This capability of taka answering with such a bren, in such a ahava, nasiv and ishma, came, they were properly prepared, and they were looking forward. There was a want, there was a thirst, to lishmoya dvar Hashem. Moshe Ma'adav Adoyme, many times a person in a situation in life, if I'm speaking ruchnizdike people, they have a question, you don't know what's the right thing to do. Should I take this path? Should I do this? Should I do that? And sometimes a person finds himself, should I go to this shiur? Should I go to that mahalach? Should I do this sugya? Should I learn bikiyas? Should I learn iyun? I'm speaking even these smaller things, which bachram, young bachram. But then there's bigger things in life. Should I take this responsibility upon myself with the pure intentions? Is it the right thing to do this? The right thing? And so many times a person has like a feeling, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just speak to me. Send me a navi to tell me what do you want me to do, and I'll do it. I'll go after you, Be'eshu, B'mayim. Do you want me to do this, or you want me to do that? How many times has a person in life, a Ben Torah, whose whole life is for an ultimate spiritual purpose, has these questions? Klal Yisrael, they were looking for direction. They were begging for a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the preparation properly, Nase, just tell us, speak to us, tell us, give us, we'll do whatever you tell us to do. Nase, with a tremendous trust in Bren. Now, Me'idach Gisa, we find the Umat Soilom. Kadosh Baruch Hu told each one of them exactly the Pum Fakert, what was hard for them. Because it was Selef Bogdim Yeshadim. They weren't interested. They didn't trust, and to begin with, they came with the Selef Bogdim, a crookedness. Maxiv, but am I capable of living up to it? Kadosh Baruch Hu pulled out to each one exactly what seemingly leisignoiv. For the Umas Olam, who the whole culture is, Yodai Bakoil, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him leisignoif. For the nations that are al harb chatichya, murder is their way of life. Controlling other people, killing other people, leisirtzach. Adarab, because Baruch Hu pushed them away. And it's a rule in life in general. But derech shadam roitz leilech malichin oisay. If a person goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the ahava, with the trust, Kadosh Baruch Hu will show him, you trusted? Adarabba. The schar of bitochen is that Kadosh Baruch Hu will give a person, he'll be capable of being b'teach more. He will see, Chayv Salvovis is marach on this so much, he'll see that bitochen paid off. They came with the Tumas Yesharim, Kadosh Baruch Hu tanchem. More than that, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them to appreciate. He gave them all the reason of the world that they should take it with Moshe Rabbeinu teaching them, preparing them properly. They came to Chathchila with the trust. Kadosh Baruch Hu helped them prepare themselves. And they ultimately said, with the Simcha Atzuma, they said, Nase. They'll accept it upon themselves. They want to do it. There's something very unique every year with Yom Tov Shavuos, and the truth is, it's a deep hisboinenus in the whole kesher in appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving Torah to Klal Yisrael in a continuous way. Every year, we also go through a process of Hachana, 49 days counting. Till we get to Shavuos. We have the Shlesh Yisim Agbola. We celebrate the days leading up to Shlesh Yisim Agbola. We have in Zatachon and Yeshiva since Tuesday. Every day has its own special reason. It's a Yom Tov on its own. Bayom Azel Bomid Bar Sinai. Bayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. That was on Tuesday. That was in Aleph Nisan. Came Wednesday. Atim Tivil Mamleches Kanim Vigod Kodosh. Eilat Dvorim. Shetem al Bnei Yisrael. The whole relationship we know of being a chosen nation. That was on base even. Comes the Gimel Sivan. There's Kosem al Bnei Yisrael. Visag al Bnei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, don't get scared from Hachcholis being koshos. Ultimately, Mikan Veilach Ya'arav Lochem. It's a tremendous message. And it's a message for all upcoming generations. That was the next day. Every single day we celebrate, and then came the Shlesh Yisim Agbola, which is beginning the Hachol. And we go through this process every single year. More than that, the Pasuk says in Veschanon, Sadvar Me'ele, after that says, Sadibris, Dibir Hashem al Kol Ka'alchem, Bohor Mitoi Ha'esh, Ha'onon Va'arofel, Kol Godoil v'lo Yosef. Kol Godoil v'lo Yosef. What's Taish v'lo Yosef? What is v'lo Yosef?
Didn't stop.
Who teaches it this way? Zok de Targum. Kol Godoil. Yos Pizgamayo Heilein. Mal Hashem im kol kahalchon b'turo migoy yeshosa anono v'amitiso kol rav v'loy posak, and it hasn't stopped. It's a kol rav v'loy posak. Rishoyim shtelanit ki targumoy Rashi v'loy yosaf mitargumim v'loy posak. Even though Rashi brings this a Dovar Acher, there's a meaning V'lo Yosaf, Loshon Ov, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows in the Torah Lehedya to say V'lo Posak in this way, V'lo Yosaf, why there's different words in Loshon Kodesh to use, because there's a Dovar Acher, Lo Yosef Laharos Oisei Bepumbi, it's also Loshon Ov, there's no more. And Michad Gisa, when the Nazis taunted Jews, let's see, where's your savior? Let him save you from our hands. They made Jews stand for hours, scream out, Moses, come save us. Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where the heavens opening. Kadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, taunting, chaperoning the Jews. And all the generations, how many times Kofrim have made different claims, asking for revelations. Ach, making fun of the fact that there's no revelations. Yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu is v'lo yosaf. He won't be moisif. As Lushin, it's a chazal already. It's a whole moshul. It's a whole moshul of a melech, chazal bring. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to, just because every single shoyte who is not interested in spiritual growth and connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to his Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to open up the heavens for him and be megal himself to every shoyte out there. V'lo Yosef. Amidach gist, it's a kol godol v'lo Yosef. The pshutoi shal mikra, zok the targum, itaiches v'lo posak. There's a continuation, matan Torah, that's continuing the whole time. That's the musig we have, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, baskol yitzis mihar choyrev. V'lo Yosef, it wasn't a one-time thing that happened then. We made a brocha this morning. Hamalamed Torah la'am Yisrael. It's not just Asher Bochar Bon Mekolam V'Nosal Nonu as Torah say in the past. Hamalamed Torah la'am Yisrael. Rabbi Yosheber, in his drushes, you can go to this topic like drug addict speaking about his drugs. His continuous relationship with Knesset Israel, the teacher, and how when he sits and he learns, the Shechina Kenegdoi. Torah has in it a tremendous, tremendous power of connection. But it begins from a Shoresh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not that he gave the Torah once. And he's mistalik. There's a medrash, beautiful, famous medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Torah is like a mushal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choviv child. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leparsha, lefresh mena yevsher, asu likito in echod, and I'll come, and I'll have a connection with you through this child, the Torah. A whole moshel to Moschaviv daughter to the melech, and he takes a chosin for her. The medrash gives a gantz a moshel, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm never separating from the Torah." Matan Torah wasn't a one-time thing; it's an ongoing kesher, and it goes on two levels. On the first, most basic level, we have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously is a melamed Torah la'amo Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Shivich kamayim libech nechach pnei Hashem," which the Gemara in Brachas darshins. Kol ha'isik b'Torah b'layla shchina kenegdoi. Shenemar nechach shivich kamayim libech nechach pnei Hashem. And chut shel chesed moshu cholav bayoyim. It changes the person that there's a chut shel chesed moshu on him. Zot the netziv poshet tait. She says that his tefillas are niskabel. He has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it expresses himself through Kabbalah's tefillas. That's the chut shel chesed. Moshu cholav. It changes the person and uplifts the person, because the Shechina is connected. A person learns Torah, he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nefesh HaChaim has words, which he's quoting a Gemara in Gittin Daf Zayin Amud Beis. And as the Nefesh HaChaim says, it's almost la'omra miyefsha. The Gemara in Gittin tells us that there were two Amoraim who were handling a posuk in Shoiftim. And like, and we're not speaking about Epsatife, Dvar Aloch, and Shoimer, Shemor Salah Shoimer, in the Kinyonim from Shoimer. It's a posh to taich, but tis not of Pilag Shoi. And there's two lashonis, and there's two can be in lashon kodesh, and therefore there's medyukim dekro, the two meanings of what vatizna can mean. Chad oma, them chad, and zem kachofri Eliyahu Hanavi. They found Eliyahu Hanavi. These were Amoraim malacha yelgen kedoshim v'toyrim. And they ask Kedir Anovi, what's tutzach in Mesifta Dirakiya? What sugya they handling in Mesifta Dirakiya? So Kedir Anovi tells them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying over, Chanine bni, taich, is saying taich in, atizne, nimo, and if Yosef bni is saying, he's saying zvuv. Beide pshatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying over the Torah. Zog di nefesh chaim. What went on over there? When a person learns Torah, Shechina kenegdo, kivyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was learning with him the Torah as he's learning it. And Eliyahu HaNavi was telling them, Ev Yosef and Chanina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misifta derekiya, he's learning with you the sugya. He's the third chavrusa shaft between you. When you're sitting and learning and handling, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, right there, Shechina b'neihem. Shnaim Shiyosh Moiskim Atayr Shechina b'neihem. The Shechina is starting with you. Ev Yosef b'ni Oymer, Chanina b'ni. Hamalami Torah never stopped. It's a Kol Godel v'la Yosef. It's an ongoing kesher. Matan Torah happens the whole time. It's a Kol Godel v'la Yosef. If we appreciate this idea properly, we understand a very, very deep idea that the Beis Halevi expands on Bahar Chovin. Kedai, it will change your Yom Tif to see it inside. The Beis Halevi is in Shuvah's Beis Halevi. Nowadays, they print. He has a Malach of Drushim. He has in the back of Chelek Beis Halevi the Sefer Shuvah's. Three halakim. In the end of Chelek Beis, sometimes they print the end of Chelek Gimel, generally in the end of Chelek Beis, he has 15, 16, some more, Shtikil Chan Josh. One of them is Al Nasev and Ishma. Nowadays, many times they're printed in the Beis Halevi Al HaTorah, they took the Jerushim from the Tshuvas. He says a tremendous Yisod in Nasev and Ishma. He learns up the Parasha. There was a tremendous Chavivus in the fact that Klal Yisrael was Magdim Nasev. With a total trust. But there was another dibur. They said afterwards, Nishma. And as Beis Halevi explains, Nishma was an amira of tremendous chavivus on its own, besides the Nase. Nase includes in that all limud HaTorah for the sake of Nase. It's all included in the Nase. Because of course, if we accept upon ourselves, Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell us what to do and we'll do with the Nase. He'll tell us what to do in whatever form he'll tell us what to do. We'll steig and we'll haraven, we'll try to appreciate what did you tell us to do. Das ist ein Sach. But when Klal Yisrael later said, Nishma, your words are mosik, mitvash v'nefes tzuf in tas. Your Torah is sweet to us and we want to be a Nishma. We want to be steigers. We want to be people who learn Torah for the sake of limud HaTorah. To continue that relationship of Malame, Torah, Lam Yisrael, that when we sit and learn Torah, we want to have a matziv of a kesher with you through the Torah. That connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we get through the Torah, that's when Klal Yisrael tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishma, that's that yearning, that's that bikush of wanting to be in that Nishma situation. This is the Hecher Adarga that they achieved when they said the Nishma. The Nishma has a purpose on its own, like the Beis Halevi. Ad kama limud HaTorah is a mekasher and a mechaber ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim, that someone who's learned Torah shechina kenegdoi, Klal Yisrael wanted the nishma, and they begged for the nishma to have that darga, that continuous relationship. Shavuos, like all yomim tovim, we go through the times of the year every tkufa has its koiches, has its gulis as man and its mitzvahs as man. In my mind I always the moshel I saw as a young bocher from Rav Dessler, and it's something the moshel sticks strong. he's medamed like a train that goes around and has stations. And he calls it the train of the year, the Magal Hashana. There's 354 days of the year. You're going back. So just like Matan Torah, back in year 2448 was what Klal Yisrael, we were at that station. We come back to the same station every year. We go round within the Tkufis Hazman. Yudalid Nisan is the same Yudalid Nisan. Tesvav Nisan is the same Tesvav Nisan. Tesvav Tishrei, Yud Tishrei. It's all the same. Salachti Kidvarecho was then. It's today. We're all in the same time. It's the same Zman. It's just the people are different. The generation is different. But we are all in the same Zman. And we're just going around and around again and again. And we're in the same Zman of the Shlesh Yisimei Akbala of 33, whatever exact 100 years ago. We're exactly right there. We're holding there in the day before the Erev Shavuos. One day into the Shlesh Yisimei Akbala already. Every Zman has its Zman, its Koiches, which are Mesugal. And it's expected from us also to use and utilize the Kedushas HaZman to uplift ourselves to the Madregas that one can in each Zman. We have a mitzvah of Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov. And the Gemara tells us there's an inyan to try to achieve a tremendous simcha more than any other Yom Tov on Shavuos. The Gemara gives the famous mashal of Rabbi Yosef, who did everything to express his happiness and his excitement for Yom Tov on Shavuos more than any other Yom Tov. What was his famous phrase? He said, "Kama Yosef ike b'shuka." Yo, the shuka out there, Nebuch, it's full of different Abes and Avis and Echveis and Jacks. It's full of Goyim and Amaratzim and lowlifes. And Baruch Hashem, ich bin ich kein lowlife. Nisrei Mamti, I'm a different uplifted being. I live a committed life, a connected life, an uplifted life, a changed life. And Rabbi Yosef, what did he celebrate on Shavuos? What was the celebration? I'm not a Joe Stalin. Ich bin nicht der Yosef, Yimach Shemoya, a Joe Stalin out there. I'm not a Rosh Marusha Behem Gasa. Kama Yosef Ike Beshuka. Ich bin Rabbi Yosef, the Heiliger Rabbi Yosef. Nisrei Mamti, Niskadashti, I'm a different uplifted being. The mitzvah, and let's just get it kipshutoi. Every one of, what's our mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov? We say Kiddush Hashavuach Abonu Mikol Om V'Reimonu L'Koloshoin, to jump from joy, to celebrate our Jewishness, to celebrate our Hecherkeit, to celebrate our being uplifted, Heilige Jews. Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Shavuos. What? It's a Yom Tov. We're celebrating Vos. Means that we are uplifted, heilige am segula mikol ha'amim, and each and every one of us has to internalize that lesson on an individual oifen. Like Rabbi Yosef celebrating as Nishkin Joe Stalin, he's a heilige Rabbi Yosef, and every one of us has to celebrate with a simcha atzuma. Ich bin Nishkin Goy, asher bochar boni mikol ha'amim, and me as a yochid, how uplifted, how different I am. This is the mitzvah Yom Tov. There's the level of Pesach. There's the level of Shavuos, which is a much higher level, so to speak. But it's much the same Yom Tov. What do we celebrate? Our Judaism. And as every Yochid, we celebrate it. And this is the Nekuda as a Yochid. We go through the same avodah of excitement, of preparation. Just like Knesset Yisrael back then prepared themselves to come to Mamad Har Sinai.
and with their whole, every fiber of their being, total trust, Kadosh Baruch Hu, your ways are sweet. I trust in you. Your Torah is sweet. Your Torah is good. I want your Torah. So too, we have to prepare ourselves to come to a Shavuos with that same attitude and that same hashkofa and that same emotional yearning and feeling. I want to be Heilig. I want to be a Yid. And I trust in you. Show me the way. Naseh. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do. I'll be mekayim every seif katan of a Mishnah Berurah, because I know it's the best. I'll be a nishma. I'll be dovek in your Torah because I want a relationship with you. In every fiber of our being, we have to be prepared to celebrate and to yearn and to jump from joy. And our whole mitzvah should yearn nase nishma. Ich will sein a heilige Yid. I want to be a nase. I want to be a nishma. I want to be connected to you. Person prepares himself properly on an emotional level. Tumas Yishorim Tanchen. Tumas Yishorim Tanchen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manchas with the tmimus. He'll show us how sweet the Torah is. He'll show us how gishmak it is to be medactic in every safe cotton of a Mishnah Berurah. If a person works on himself to have a pachad from falling, from chet, not wanting, and Kadosh Baruch will help him, that he'll take a see, that's mavis, that's ra. And bochar to b'chaim, the goodness and the sweetness of Torah. When a person emotionally prepares himself, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps him along the way. Tumas Yishorim Tanchem. And when a person comes with the attitude of a goy nebuch, is it worthwhile for me keeping the Mishnah Berurah? Is it worthwhile for me keeping the Torah? Celebrating Yishadeh. Person comes to Yiddishkeit and says, is it worth it? Could I? Maybe. That movie star out there who lives down the street, maybe he tak has a gishmak of life. Maksivbo, well, I gotta go visit Urizor maybe, you know, to see. Now he claims he saw both worlds, you know, he's living the best life. But maybe there's also a shiva, they look like they're for chanyokish, and so you never see a smile on their face. It's so bad to be a Jew. Is it taki good? Is it taki bad? You come with an attitude? Selav bergdim yishadim. Selav bergdim yishadim. Maybe there's epsis chusovis a person might have. That in the schus of a zayde, schus of an elder zayde, was marse nefesh vakadosh baruch hu, his Torah. He won't be pushed away with his selav bergdim. Can zay? Aber be yisoid the mida keneged mida is exactly this mida. A person who comes with the bikush, vakadosh baruch hu shows him the sweetness of the Torah. He shows him how zis and how good the Torah is, and he can take a jump from joy. He can be a Rabbi Yosef. With an exhilarated hachone in preparation, he's enjoying Yom Tov like never before. Kama Yosef Yike B'shukai could have looked like a Joe Stalin. The charoda, the pachad of living an empty life full of chet and tuma and resha and pesha. And the excitement of living a life of Tahar, of Kedusha, of Dveikus. There's a continuous Matan Torah in general, Bechlau. And the more a person steigs, the more a person appreciates, there's an ongoing relationship between every Yochid and his Creator through Limud HaTorah. Nifa Kuchbuch was our own private Malamed. You have the best Rebbe. You have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person always should know he has the best Chavrus, he has the best Rebbe. Always there for him. Al Temesh Hadar Sayyid Shonim Yafim Meyelu. Kilo Mechok Mosho Alta Azoy. Ani Hashem Lo Shonisi. Ani Hashem Lo Shonisi. Yes, I don't have Reb Ochber, I don't have Reb Yosef. Sometimes you look at the shiur and you listen. Yosef, you listen to it. Halavai, if I would just have such rabbeim, I would be a malach. I would run after Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the lashon of the Gemara in Sanhedrin about the Ovis, just like horses run even in Bitzei Samayim within the mud and it's so hard to run, and they just run with a driving force. I would also run after Kodesh Baruch Hu, but I have such rabbeim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there for every one of us in every single generation that we are. Kol Godav Lo Yosaf. There's an ongoing Matan Torah. It's up to us. Habalitar Misayim Biyodoy. B'derech Shodan Reitzi Leilich Malichin Oisai. Person wants to steig. He yearns to do good. He wants to want to steig. He's looking how to grow and how to put him in himself a bigger gishmak and a bigger bikush. How to utilize all of his koiches. The more a person prepares himself, the more a person wants, the more a person yearns, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu is mamtzi himself to him. And this gula of shvuas is the same yesod, and we're going back exactly to that place that we were at the Shas Matan Torah in year 2448. Kodesh Baruch Hu is making himself available to us, and that's the Kriyas HaTorah we're going to have Shavuos morning. Reading Aseres HaDibros while we're going to be standing. The reason why we stand is because we lay in B'tamei Elyon. And the reason why we lay in Kriyas HaTorah B'tamei Elyon has it's Derech Nisin also. What's the idea? Reb Chaim Chen gesagt, alles foreign. Chassidische, Litvische, all say the same idea. Kriyas HaTorah, Shavuos morning, is a Kabbalas HaTorah, Nochamol, by every single one of us standing there being Mekabal Nochamol. And therefore, we have to stand just like Aser Sadib, just like Klai Yisrael, Oimei Tachas Sahara, Bedavke Ba'amida, Ata Poya Amoidi Imodi. Kabbalah Satorah is Ba'amida, so we're Oymeid. The Mogen Avrom, the main idea of the Mogen Avrom is to stay up, what's the Nekuda, to make a tikkun, to show our excitement, and when we're Mekabal the Torah, to be there early. It's not so much being up at night, as much it's being prepared for hours before davening. For I always feel it's such a mistake. People are up at night up to a certain point and then they go to sleep with making a plan to be able to daven a better davening. Because with the das, it's a cheshbon which halachically and even a piashkof is probably right. If he knows that he won't daven well, he won't be taket, be mekayim the mitzvahs properly unless he sleeps. Then Taka should sleep. Oh, but the whole Yesod is to be early for davening. Not to make the same mistake that they did then, that they went to sleep and Moshe Rabbeinu had to wake them up. It's better to go to sleep in the beginning of the night and to wake up at 2, 3 in the morning, chabra in 2 hours, the beginning of the night, and to wake up and to be waiting for davening, waiting for the Kabbalah HaTorah through preparation of a hachonah, through Limud HaTorah. And when we're up at night, that's the Matorah. To show our, to advise our chavivus that we're going to have a yomtiv Shavuos morning. What do we want to do? We want to show to ourselves, to show through our actions. We're preparing ourselves. We're making ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah. We don't want to just come to Kriyas HaTorah to be mekabel to yomtiv without showing our excitement, showing our bren, trying to create within ourselves a bigger bren, a bigger gishmak, a bigger want, yearn. And that's the matter of being up, and that's the matter of the hours and hours of Limud HaTorah. We have to be focused to achieve what, and to accomplish that which we're looking for when we're supposed to accomplish and achieve. And according to the hachana that every person is making oneself, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hanoge. B'midah she'adam moided, moidedim loy. And mizalzoi chazayim, to be mekabel the Torah ba'ahava, ba'ahava, with a simcha atzuma. And we should be zoiche that Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us all the kelim and the gishmak and the connection and the relationship. We should be zoiche to be misnaikim with Bitmimus, and we should be Zoich at Gushboch and Hog with us, should be an Hogger of Tumas Yishon Tanche.